shut her down.
Why?
It's got a crack.
The furnace is cracked?
Really? Where?
Well, from right up there, right down here.
Ooh-ee, that's a nasty one.
Yeah, pretty big.
Well, I guess that's it for the steam flex, huh?
Wait, there must be someone around here who could weld this thing.
Oh, weld cast iron. I don't know about that. Don't go stoking it up again.
Oh, great.
I've been reading the Bible, and there's a place where Jesus says, "Ouch! A mosquito got me."
He didn't say that.
Well, it sounded different in Aramaic.
In the Bible, Jesus says, "Repent."
Oh, and did he say that to the mosquitoes?
No, man. Anyway, repent is a mistranslation. We've taken it to mean feel guilty. In Aramaic, repent means return. Look back. Take note of where you failed.
Repent means take note.
If you take note of where you failed today, it can help you tomorrow.
That's what Jesus meant by repent.
All he was saying was, don't feel pride, don't feel guilt, just take note.
So every day I should repent.
Mm-hmm. Before you go to sleep, repent. Take note.
By noticing what happened today, I will be more aware tomorrow?
Uh-huh. That's the essence of repent.
Wow. And to think, all these mornings I've woken up feeling guilty because of a mistranslation.
That's all you gotta do. Take note.
Well, I'll make a note of that, Mojo.
Early the next morning, there's a knock on Jack's bedroom door.
Huh? Art?
I want someone.
For what?
Where's your furnace?
Oh, yeah, right. When's he coming?
This morning.
Oh, God. Cole?
Cole of King Cole.
Cole, we don't need any more coal.
Someone called.
You know, I've been meaning to mention, that clean coal you sold me wasn't that clean coal.
It's dirty business. Sometimes you just gotta take your lumps and like it. Burns hot though, don't it?
Oh, that it does.
You got a crack somewhere?
Oh, are you the welder?
There's not many coal furnaces left around these parts. Someone's gotta keep them going. So take me to it.
Okay. Right this way.
This is a woozy doozy.
Can you save her?
What do you use this furnace for?
Well, there's a steam room upstairs.
A sauna?
Sort of.
Look at the size of this boiler. You could run a bathhouse with this.
Well, like they say, you never want to run out of steam.
Can't say I've ever seen one of these.
I think it's pre-Victorian.
It's not that old. Late Victorian, maybe. If you're going to stand there, you better put on some goggles.
And finally, later that afternoon...
Old Art has that furnace fired up again. He says it seems fine.
Well then, everybody ready to go back up for some steamy dreaming?
I've been waiting all day.
I'll meet you in the library.
Jack?
Yes?
Sanford will be flying in tomorrow.
Oh. Is he planning to skydive?
He may just beam himself in.
Well, I'll tell Scotty.
Jack, wait.
Yes?
You know, what happened on Sanford's Island has left you with the wrong impression. He's really a very charming man.
Are you saying that even though Sanford used us as lab rats in his diabolical experiments...
But nothing bad happened.
Meeting up with our own demons? I mean, come on, Claudine.
Ugh, no one was hurt.
Well, I hope not permanently.
Jack, you're being silly.
Really?
And stubborn.
Okay. Look, I'll give Sanford the benefit of... all my doubts. And that is saying a lot.
Well, thank you. That is very sweet of you.
I know.
You had to be in good shape to go to the movies back then.
Yeah. Oh, you think we'll see anything different this time?
I know it'll be different.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, we are part of it. It changes because of us.
Ah, here we are.
I think these steps keep getting deeper.
Yeah. Claudine, what were you saying?
We are not just passive viewers, Jack.
It's a lot like dreaming in the daytime.
But what was the purpose? Is it just a form of entertainment?
Well, does it matter?
I'm going to get that old projector up to speed.
In the projector booth, Mojo turns the valves on the projector. There's a hiss of steam as the plates begin to whirl round and round.
I feel like I'm at a seance waiting for the spooks to appear.
An image begins to form in the center of the room. At first, it resembles an oval mist that appears in little puffs, ghost-like whiffs that slowly merge with one another, and then finally becoming recognizable shapes. Buildings, streets, and eventually, carriages, horses, and people. But nothing moves.
I'm going to continue where I left off. That's if I can find the same street.
Well, I want to see if there's a way I can enter that mansion that looks like the original Inverness.
I'm going down by the river. Maybe I'll do some fishing.
Well, don't fall in.
They each head off in their own direction, even though no one moves. Maneuvering within this city is done by intention, not by physical movement.
There's the mansion. It may be just a photo image, but I have the feeling there may be more than that within.
Since the image is made out of shadows, light, and particles of steam, he needn't open the door. Jack steps through the wall.
Am I really back in Inverness? It's similar, but no, the furniture, it's so different. Definitely Victorian.
On the second floor, there are beds with canopies and carpets from cashmere.
I'd love to have some of this in my house. Of course, nothing is solid. It's all just shadows and light.
We'll leave Jack as he continues to explore the old mansion, and we'll join Mojo, who is now standing on a bridge. But he's not looking down at the water. He's looking up into the sky.
I figured this would be an open view where I could get a good look at that Zeppelin. Now that's a fine-looking flying machine. I'd love to be up there looking down. I wonder if there's a way I can get up there. If I can move about this city without barely moving, maybe I can bring that Zeppelin down here.
While Mojo contemplates how to board the Zeppelin, let's look in on Claudine, who is slowly walking up the street. There are a number of people about now, but everyone stands perfectly still. They are merely figures made of light and steam. And even though Claudine can step right through them, she prefers to walk around them.
They're like cardboard cutouts of people standing there, pretending as though they are talking to each other. But as I get closer, they become less flat, more real. Can they sense my presence? Is it possible that our being here is altering this photo image in some way, as though we are now part of the image?
I know you.
What was that? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, are they becoming real? I am Claudine. Can you hear me?
Claudine.
Oh my God. I think they can hear me.
I can't tell how much of this is a stereoscopic photograph, and how much is my own overactive imagination. It's like a ghostly version of Inverness. I can move through the walls. But am I the ghost? It's like time traveling, arriving at a place in the past where time has stopped, time has ceased to be. Or time never was.
Mm-mm. I know there's a way I can get up into that Zeppelin, but I don't know why I know.
Lightness.
What? I heard something. Wait a minute. There are people standing over there on that bank of the river. But they're just shadows and light and particles of steam. And speaking of steam, man, it's getting hot in here. I think I better crank this thing down.
Mojo moves to the projector room and shuts the valves. The projector slowly winds down with a final hiss. The last of the photo image vanishes.
Oh, I didn't realize how hot it had gotten. Claudine? Hello?
What is it?
Hello?
What is it you're saying?
Claudine! Hey, are you okay?
Jack, just let her be. She'll come back on her own.
I guess she went into this deeper than we did. It really is like a type of dreaming, isn't it?
It's hard to know what is and what isn't, especially when nothing is and nothing isn't.
Well, except for us.
I don't know about you, but I'm not even sure about that.
You were hearing voices?
Yes.
You aren't imagining it?
I don't think so.
I heard someone whisper. It sounded like lightness.
Hmm. Was it spooky?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it happens right behind your ear.
Well, at first I felt like I was eavesdropping. But now I know it was speaking to me. It said, I know you.
Huh.
You didn't hear anything, Jack?
No. But I was wandering around inside an empty old mansion that may have existed only in my head.
Late that afternoon, Sanford White arrives. Needless to say, he arrives in style. After his bags are unloaded, the helicopter lifts into the air and sails off into the sunset.
That's a lot of luggage. How long is he planning to stay?
After greetings are exchanged and several bottles of fine Cabernet are removed from his mobile wine cellar, Jack, Claudine, Mojo, and Sanford White sit outside and toast the darkening hills of Inverness.
Cheers.
Salud.
Yeah.
I saw in your library you have the collected poems and plays of Rabindranath Tagore.
Yeah, it was given to me when I was in South India.
They say that Rabindranath Tagore wrote 6,000 poems, but when he was dying, he said, "The song I wanted to sing, I have not sung yet." A friend said to him, "Shelley, who is considered one of the greatest European poets, sang only 2,000 songs. You have sung 6,000 songs." Rabindranath said, "But I wanted to sing only one song. I tried and tried again, and I kept failing. I tried 6,000 times and failed to sing the one I wanted to sing. It's still unsung."
Well, he gave it a good try.
Well, perhaps no one can sing it.
There's a story about when the Buddha would go from town to town. He used to tell people, "Please don't ask me this." And he had a list of questions he didn't want to be asked.
Well, what were they?
The questions had to do with God, soul, death, life, truth, everything that's important.
And he couldn't answer that.
Because they can't be answered in words. He said, not that I don't know, but to bring them to words can't be done.
Ah, those who have seen cannot say.
Words are okay, but they just aren't it.
So are we never able to sing our song?
Even though Tagore never sang the song he wanted to, those 6,000 poems he did sing made the world a more beautiful place.
The world has kissed my soul with its pain, asking for its return in songs.
That is beautiful.
And now, my children, I've had a long day, and so I shall bid you good night.
Can you find your way to your room?
I believe I can. Good night.
That was interesting.
Sanford's got a lot in him.
Now do you trust him, Jack?
Well, we'll see.